Hello everyone and welcome back. Act Life is in Time to Go with Johnny. Now this is an adult warning content and pretty much it cut contains cursing, drinking, inking, and pretty much smoking. Now, if you don't like that, please skip this segment because so far I don't want anyone feeling offended. Thank you and here we go. Hello. Welcome Hello. To Anchor.
So what's the podcast off today then, Donna?
Well, also, so far, I've got to make sure I put a warning on here for cussing. Just in case.
For time? Or no?
He's putting a warning so he can.
So, what do you guys feel like talking about?
Rock music. Rock music and vibes. Why not?
Anything.
My friend wants to do anything, but I want to do something to do with music.
You want it to be something with music. He wants it to be anything. All right. How about a life story that you've been through together or as friends?
Did we talk about that though? Just sounds like we're dickheads to each other.
Yeah, I'm your fearful.
Well, basically, okay, I'll tell you a mini story. Basically, in high school.
Right, how about whenever you guys started off as friends? Whenever you became friends, in other words.
Okay. For this, basically, in high school, we were better enemies for nearly 5 years. When we moved on, I didn't know I was in his class until, because I joined a different class. Well, I was in the wrong class, and then I got told the right class. I went into the right class, walked in and seen him, and all that dickheads here. And he in his head is like, that fucking retard here. And then from ever since then, from college, we've just gotten closer as friends. We had a weird friend group of me, him, the culty, and Dara, my other friend Dara.
All right.
We had one of our friends arrived. He always bought us food. So, and from ever since then, that's how the bondage of our group, bondage of three of us, has just stayed together besides one of them.
I see. And what do you have to say about it?
What do you have to say about it?
I feel like exact same way. I'm really forgetful, so yeah.
Well, I know you're drunk, but I'm saying, how did you feel whenever you guys became closer friends?
At the first time, I didn't like it, but more the more we got to know each other, I feel even better.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, so far, I've been living with my family. Pretty much got kicked out of my old home and have a new location that I'm living in. Pretty much more people want to hear about that than they do about my stories. Over 111 listens on that.
Enough. Same question I'm going to ask. How about the friendship between me and you, Ruth? Like from all the stuff from Venice, like starting till now.
Well, so far, whenever I had friends, it was always online friends, and whenever I had two friends, they became my godkids because so far they wanted somebody who would spoil them, and I spoiled them with their crowns and membership on Wizard 101, if you've heard of it.
Yes.
So far, killed by her father, who is a pedophile, which I don't know if anyone's wanting to listen to that. Brings up bad memories, but so far, I find out later or after he doesn't talk to me, I don't see her on the game anymore, and he shows up on an obituary that I search up on her name, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit, she's dead.
Damn. But you've gained new friends over Never App Spoon.
Well, I got new friends like you and along with your buddy.
The smoking buddy gang.
Gang gang.
Yeah, remember the guy that it was known as Honest? You called him Turtle G Gang.
Yeah. Turtle G gang gang. That's because Honest is honest. I like turtles, so I like Turtle G gang. I don't even know that name for him. If you didn't know
Yeah, my question is, how'd you get that name for him?
Well, every time I joined his lives, he always had a sea turtle in the background. So I just thought about it. He always used turtles and red hearts as like the support. So he joined my life one day when it was just me by myself. He joined. He's like, I've got a nickname. He's like, what's that? Turtle G Gang. Because he's my aunt. He's like, I like that actually. So that is just like ever since then, I've just always said it. Hence why I've got a turtle in my name now. On my username on Spoon.
No.
So, how are you enjoying Spoon so far then?
Well, I'm enjoying Spoon a lot. It's fun and it's also entertaining.
Yeah, everyone picks on me on it, you know, what
Well, let's see. Yeah, it's called You Give Them Openings.
fuck? How do I give them openings? I don't get that.
It's called whenever you say, hey, don't say something, they're like, oh, say that.
Well, I don't always say them, just like, really? I go off with something like, really? And like, yes, really? I'm like, why? And then don't give me a fucking reason. Thought it was funny yesterday when you had to kick Sly them alive.
That one he deserved.
It was too funny. I just turned around, he was gone. Something what happened? Like, I have removed him.
Johnny.
Yeah.
How did you come around to find Spoon?
Pretty much whenever I was doing a broadcast on my radio app. A person who claimed to be a Spoon, the creator of Spoon, they wanted to know if they could use my story idea of Prima Etch making it live and interacting with people. And I already agreed to it and said, go ahead, it's not copyrighted.
So, wait, how'd you find me on Spoon? That was one of my questions I should have asked these ages ago, but yeah, I'm just going to re-ask again.
Well, I saw a fox on there and it was on Prima Etch saying Fluxy. I'm like, oh, there's somebody. Just go on there and then boom. And there's a Northern Irish accent. I'm like, oh, this guy's going to be funny. And I fanned you.
I said that I should have asked you that. I was supposed to ask you in the first broadcast, but I totally blanked out since we were talking about. What were we talking about? I forget.
Games.
Yeah. But not that fucking funny. Oh, when I want to be, I am. But when I'm not, it's just like, ah, it's still funny even if he's not trying. Like, I'm never trying. But how do you think, how I want to do this one as well? How am I from?
So far, whenever people started saying things, and you're like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, that's funny right there.
Well, for me, go, no, like, oh.
Yeah, whenever you were literally saying, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm like, I had the same issues whenever I started Spoon Up.
I'm still getting pushing these buttons with us too, like.
Hey.
So someone on Spoon.
Asshole.
No, he turned
no good guy
around. He turned around to me and Johnny. He said, "I ship you and Johnny." I'm sitting there going, "What the fuck are you
no
doing?"
we ship you
No, I can't. You can't send me and Johnny here.
oh
Can't try
right
to ship us
doesn't matter
again. And I turned around and said, "The only person I'm shipping with is you." So he's like, "I'm not gay." Then fuck off then. If you're not calling, you're calling us gay. We'll call you gay at the same time. And then he just overdid it. He did that to everyone. Like, he did it with people who joined my call who were girls. Like, I ship you. I ship you. I ship you. Like, everyone's like, what the fuck? Why is this happening? Like, I don't fucking know. Does it?
Yeah, every time he would ask, when's the wedding? And I'm like, nope. Guess what? Banhammer. Wham.
I still haven't unbanned him. I'm not going to unban him. Deserves it, the wee fucking shit.
Yeah, I got tired of it.
Yeah, same. That's why I just didn't respond half the time.
And,
like,
and every time he said at Edwin's wedding, I said, fuck off, soul.
He has no soul. Like, when he joined the last time, I was like, can you be fucking mature when you're in here? Like, what do you mean? I'm not dead. I haven't said anything wrong. Like, I don't care if you haven't fucking did anything wrong. I know what you're going to do. And he goes and does it. You're not very fucking mature here. He's like, I have a girlfriend. I'm like, what the fuck are you on about?
Yeah, he says he's got a girlfriend, but I don't think Lily actually likes him unless I'm wrong.
I know. Goes around, he probably goes around tashing other girls, probably. We man who?
Yeah, pretty much says, oh, I don't cheat on her because I don't want her mad at me.
I know.
I'm like, if only she knew what that you've been doing.
Get my friend and follow. He's going to pass out to me.
I'm fine. What, can I relax or something?
No, he's going to pass out.
I'm not going to pass out. It's only
12:15.
12:15.
It took you long enough to fucking realize
that. Shut up.
Tired bitch.
Shut up.
See, this is what I mean. Our friendship is fucking strange sometimes.
Shut up.
No.
Yeah. Or else.
What are you going to
do? I don't know. Shut up. No. Oh, I'm stoned.
Oh, wait. We're still on the broadcast.
I love America.
I'm still on the
podcast. You're still on the podcast.
I love America.
No, you don't.
I do, but.
No, you don't. Because you only say when you're running across roads.
Sorry. I love. No. I forgot what I fucking loved. I love. Northern Ireland. Over here, go. Northern Ireland.
This is just some juice, like you just talking to yourself at that point. Fucking bear views right there, Johnny. My friend is talking to himself.
Yeah, he's pretty much embarrassed about how he just screwed up.
No.
He punched me. I swear to fuck, you're in the wrong position with my left hand position. Just switch hand, just go. And my right hand, my stronger hand. So stay awake. Team my strong hand.
Yeah, he gets it, not you. He's like.
Oh, fine.
Fine is why.
You know, this moon.
Shut up.
The cloud is moon.
No, I didn't. I went, like I hurt myself. Not in a sexual, like,
Well, as much as I'd love to keep talking with you guys, I'm going to have to end it here. So, for those of you listening, thanks for listening and have a good day.
Appreciate it.